And Adam's here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. The CEO of chipmaker Intel, Pat Gelsinger, has stepped down less than 4 years after he was appointed to the role. Under him, the company had embarked on an ambitious and costly turnaround plan as it tried to regain ground on companies like ARM and Nvidia, particularly in the realm of artificial intelligence. But he leaves before the plan is complete, and with question marks over where Intel will go next. To talk some more about that, we're joined on the line by Danny Hewson, who's head of financial analysis at AJ Bell. Danny, as I say, Intel only 3 years really into this four-year turnaround plan. Why has he gone now?
He's gone because he was given a choice. Sources who were on the board meeting earlier this week say that he was told that either he could be removed or he could resign. Now, we have had the latest update on Q3 earnings just a few weeks ago. And although the expectation was that revenue was looking better than had been expected for this current quarter, you're still talking about billions of pounds in losses as part of these restructuring moves and asset impairment charges. As you say, as Gelsinger was trying to reposition the company to do two things, not only make chips, the small chips which go into those great big AI chips, but also to improve its design and technology so that it could try and claw back a bit of the gap between it and Nvidia. And the Nvidia's fortunes obviously have been a marked contrast to those of Intel over the last 5 years.
Yeah, really highlighted by the fact that Intel was removed from the S&P, the 100, and Nvidia was added to it recently. Reuters and the FT saying that board and investors have lost faith in the turnaround plan. Is it now going to abandon that massive, very expensive project?
There is a lot of speculation about what might happen next in terms of trying to turn this company around. I mean, when you look back 5 years ago, it was the world's most valuable chip company. It's lost half of its value so far in 2024. And as you say, you know, it was a real insult when it was replaced by Nvidia on the Dow Jones. And now the Nvidia, you know, it's really gone stratospheric in terms of the race to design AI chips, and its shares up more than 200% over the same period of time. So there's a lot of speculation about how Intel now goes ahead. Certainly, the Chief Financial Officer, David Zisner, who has been appointed one of two interim CEOs, has really led the sell-off, this restructuring and cost-cutting operation. So there's a lot of speculation that there could be more to come. There's also a lot of speculation that potentially it needs to spin off part of the business. As I say, it was trying to make itself into a company that not only designed these AI chips, these cutting-edge chips, but also produced the smallest and quickest turnaround of chips. So it was trying to really take on the likes of Taiwan Semiconductor Company alongside Nvidia as well. So the speculation that potentially the new CEO, when they're appointed next year, could look to spin off the foundry division from the chip design division.
Very, very briefly, there had been rumours in recent months of a number of companies, including Qualcomm, eyeing up acquiring Intel. Do you think this changes the dynamic at all there?
I think it does suggest that Intel may well be open to either some form of merger or potentially to sell off parts of the business to maybe the likes of Qualcomm. So I think it does open up the possibility of a lot of movement over the next few months.
Danny Hewson, head of financial analysis at AJ Bell. Thank you very much for that.